as very auspicious day, the birthday of Srila Narottam Thakur today. I think that Srila Narottam Thakur is one of the solid and strong pillar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. And after the generation of six Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu and Srinivas Acharya were leaders in whole Bengal. They took all the books of Sada Goswami and others were authentic, and they preached all over Bengal, especially Narottam Thakur preached in eastern India like Assam, Manipur and all others. You can yes. Narottam Thakur was a prince of a king, very famous in that area. From boyhood, he has the impression of pure devotion, and he wanted to develop. He went in Vrindavan and heard the glory of Jiva Goswami and attracted there, and with Shyamananda and Srinivas he studied all the shastras, Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavatam, and especially Sada Sandarbha, six Sandarbhas. And three of them become so learned person in Gaudiya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all kind of Siddhanta. Shyamananda Prabhu was disciple of Hridayananda of Kalna. Yet he joined the lectures of Srila Jiva Goswami and he treated more than his Gurudev, Hridayananda. See, Narottam Thakur studied in the school of Srila Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami himself told him to take initiation from Loknath Goswami. Jiva Goswami also told Sri Nivas Acharya to take initiation session from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In those days, there were not so restriction like today, these days. Everyone was free to associate highest topic of Vaishnava, highest top of the Vaishnavas. They used to introduce that, oh, you should be in the association of this highest class of Vaishnava. and you will develop your Krishna consciousness. There was no caste and Krishna like today's, that you don't go to any higher class of Vaishnava. This is our party, this is our party, and this is our party. At that time, no party at all. All were family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all used to listen, all. So, Jiva Goswami has so pure heart, no envy, nothing, that he told Narottam Thakur and
Srinivasacharya
to take initiation from those two high classes of Vaishnavas. They have made up their minds that we will take this initiation from Jiva Goswami. But he told that, oh, they are my seniors. And you will be more benefited. We cannot tell. Our hearts are not so improved. So, he sent them to them. But the two have promised that we will not make any
disciples.
You should tell so much I have told. These past times of Loknath Das Goswami had not been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita or any books, because Loknath Das Goswami was so highest topic of Vaishnava that he warned Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and all other writers that if you want my mercy, you should not tell anything my glory in your books, and you should follow me. Don't write my names. When they told that we will not write your name, then he gave his mercy that your book should be finished so well and Krishna mercy should be on you. That is why these authors, very great authors, Vaishnava authors, have not mentioned his name, following his order, obeying him. One day, by the order of Jiva Goswami, very beautiful prince, this boy Narottam, came to
Loknath
Goswami and took the fish dust of Loknath Goswami. "Who are you?" he told. "I am a very wretched person,
fallen boy.
I want to take shelter in your lotus feet. Please initiate me." He flatly refused. "You can go to anyone, very, very famous Vaishnavas, and you can take their shelter. I am Navartale person. I don't know how to do bhajan. I only eat, drink and sleep, doing nothing. So you can go to others, learned persons and so qualified persons." He requested again and again, but he became so grave that he was not initiated. And he returned and began to think, how
I'll be initiated by this Mahabhagavata.
Narottam Thakur was very worried, and he began to think, how should I please him? So he began to parishkar karna.
Clean
the tools of Srila Loknath Goswami every day, every night, and clear the way through which he used to go to his stool. One day, Loknath Goswami, in night at about 12, he catch hold of the hand of this boy. It was quite dark. And he asked, who are you and why you are doing so? Narottam Thakur began to weep bitterly. Only to please you. Oh, you are very pure devotee. What you want? I want only initiation from you. And began to weep. And he was moved at once. And he took him with him and told that after taking bath in Jamuna, you should come to me. Next day, in morning, he took bath and came to Loknath Das Goswami. Loknath Goswami gave him Krishna mantra. Kling Krishnaya Swaha. That very mantra. And Kling Kam Devaya. This too. And initiated. And told him, don't go anywhere. Be seated here with me in my Bhajan Kutir. He made a
hut
for him and told that you should be always here. You should not go to anyone. You should be here and chant her name and listen to me. He began to do, obey. But one day, in the midday, when sun was so hot, a villager or a farmer, Krishak?
Farmer
came there. And he was so thirsty. He went to Loknath Goswami and prayed, please give me some water. Or you should give me a rope and
bucket
that I can pull water and I can take. But he replied nothing. Whether he saw that person or not, he was quite absorbed in bhajan. So he could not hear. The farmer went to by side hut and told, oh,
Choto Baba.
Little Babaji. Small Babaji or little Babaji. Can you give me some water? He at once came out and he gave some water to that person. And thus he was satisfied and he went on. Then
Loknath
Goswami called Narottam, come on. You don't know what is bhajan? Krishna is himself Krishna name. There is no difference at all. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha
Purna
Suddha
Nitya Mukto
Abhinattan Nami Namino. Krishna and his name. Something.
In some cases, name is more superior than what Krishna is. So, you don't know this theory. You were serving at that time Krishna, means you are chanting and remembering Krishna and serving Krishna. But you thought that this service is junior than that to give water. That is why you gave him water. You have no belief in Krishna that he can quench his thirst. Krishna can give anything. But you have no belief. So go at once in your home. And there you should be qualified. And after that you can come. Not now. You are not qualified now. Have so much faith, strong faith in Krishna name. You know also that how much strong faith has Haridas Thakur, that even he was cut in so many pieces, but he not left chanting Krishna. So he ordered, you should go. He began to weep bitterly, but he was so hard like a stone, but very
soft.
Soft like flowers. Because he wanted his kalyan.
Auspiciousness.
That is why he told that you should go. Nirottam Thakur was not an ordinary person or devotee. He was the associate of Srimati Radhika herself, Vilas Manjari. He was playing a role only to give inspiration to devotees. He was weeping, returned to his home. But now he realized everything. He began to chant and sing in such a way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his associates, began to come in his classes, where he began to sing so pathetically, tears in his eyes, her shocked melody, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Gauranga bolite habe, pulaka sarira, Hare Hare, Haryana bhabe, আর কবে নিতাই চান্দে করুণা হইবে সংসার বসান কবে তুচ্ছ রূপর গুণাথ পদে হইবে কবে হাম বুঝবাসে যুগল রূপর গুণাথ পদে রহ Prarthana Karesh Narottam. And he began to, used to begin Kirtan with Mridanga. What Narottam Thakur was singing, each word was uttering in his sound of Mridanga. As if it is not Mridanga himself, Narottam Thakur is singing like that, coming so sweet. And when he used to begin so sweet songs, and in mode at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Bakrishwar Pandit, Sivas Pandit, and all associates began to dance with Narottam Thakur. And when he stopped, used to stop the kirtan, at once they began to
disappear.
All audience, lakhs and lakhs person devotees, they were all used to be wonder. When he used to sing something about Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna personally used to come to hear with his all associates and began to flute, began to play on flute with so delicious songs. And thus in a very few days, few years, he preached all over East Bengal, Assam and all
Manipur,
other parts.
Manipur.
For devotees, it is perhaps in my room, any big fan, you can bring and use. Then, you should come with me again. Narottam Thakur, his own village was Kheturi. He was born there and brought up. His father was there. His uncle were there. He was a very big king, his father. He manifested 7 Thakurs there.
Six.
Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Modan Mohan, Radha Bansidhari, Radha Girdhari.
Radha Ballavikanta.
So 6. And there was a very great festival in the history of, so big in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnava. The president was elected,
Jannava Devi,
the wife of Nityananda Prabhu, that is Ananga Manjari. All accepted her like what?
Guru, preceptor.
World authority. Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. All admitted this. She was very qualified. When Birbhadra or Birchandra, the son of Nityananda Prabhu, by Jahnama Devi,
Vasudha,
he became elder at the about 16. He wanted to be initiated. But he was saying, no qualified person as he wanted. Someone told him that, why you are not taking the shelter of Jahnava Devi and be initiated with him? Oh, says lady, I don't want lady. One day, in the very morning, she was pulling water from well, and she was quite like naked, only one
towel
was there, and whole body was, after bath, she wanted to take bath there, bath room, she wanted to take bath. And at the same time, Birchandra, by any avasak karja,
necessary work,
to take advice from Jahnava Devi, he at once came. Seeing this, both were ashamed.
though she was like mother and old age, she at once made her two arms more. She became four-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And with two hands,
pulling water.
She began to pull water. And with two
hands.
He covered his chest. Bhishchandra was saying, and was astonished, "Oh, what I am seeing." And he at once fell flat on the lotus feet of Jannava Devi and asked that, "I have done so much offences in your lotus feet. I want to, just now I have nothing to do, I have to take initiation just now from you. You are my guru." So Jannava Devi was so high class of Devi, the power of Nityananda Prabhu. She used to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the shape of Anang Manjari. So Jannava, this Jannava, very Jannava Devi was elected supreme leader of Gaudiya Vaishnava. At that time, all big gathered there, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya and all others, about lakhs and lakhs Vaishnava. So big Mahotsav in the history of Vaishnavism. All were charmed by hearing the sweet songs of Narottam Thakur. At that time all took darshan of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all together, as if they are here and hearing. So Narottam Thakur, at his time, he was the best devotees. And he has served Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is called associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifestation of Mahaprabhu. That also Loknath Das Goswami is an associate of Krishna, and he is also
Manjulali
Manjari. By doing so, sending
Narottam
Thakur to his village, they have played a trick. And by this trick, he sent Narottam Thakur to preach all over the world. If he had not done so, preaching was not so. So if he has kept him, that, "Oh, chant Hare Krishna, and be in this heart only. No, don't go here and there." Then preaching was murdered. So they prayed trick. You can see in the life of Sri Chaitanya, in the life of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Srila Gaur Krishodas Das Mahabaj Maharaj. Gaur Krishodas Das Maharaj was follower of Loknath Das Goswami. Never wanted name, fame, anything. Always chanting. And in very deepest mood, used to sing with tears, "O Radhe, Premayi Radhe, Radhe Radhe Go." Where you are? Gosai ek baar dake
Radha
Kunde, ek baar dake Sham Kunde. Gosai ek baar dake Binda bane, ek baar dake Bhandir bane. That Gosai mane Raghunath Das Goswami. He cannot live without remembering Radhika.
always waiting, and sometimes he calls, "Oh Radhe, where you are, where you are?" Rolling down on the earth, "He Radhe Brajadevi Kecha Nanda Suno Kuta Si Govardhan Kalpapadapatale Kalindi Vanne Kuta Ghoshantavit Sarabatau Khedai Mahabihvalo Vande Rup Sanatan Raghujugausi Jeeva Gopala." Sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes here, Radha Kund, waiting, rolling down, crying bitterly, "Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. If you will not have mercy upon me, I will die at once." So, "Oh Radhe, where you are?" Rabbi. He used to do bhajan in this way, in solitary places, nirjan bhajan. He has also promised that "I will have no initiation to anyone." But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati promised that, "I will take initiation from him only, otherwise I will die." Bhakti Vinod Thakur was mediator. He told that, "What is the duty of your duty towards these conditioned souls?" He told to do mercy. So why you are not doing mercy to this boy? He is going to die. Then by certifying by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he admitted and he gave initiation only to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, and told him, "Don't go to Kali." Kali means Calcutta. "Don't go. Never go." And when he was initiated, and when he took sannyas, or before sannyas, he went first in Calcutta. First. And began to preach from there to whole world. Whole world. Whole India, whole world. Has he not obeyed his master, holy master? Anyone cannot tell like this. If anyone telling that he is doing some offenses, not some very great. He spread his divine master glory in whole world, otherwise none will. We have not heard anything of Gaurakishore Das Prabhuji Maharaj and Krishna. You are not gathered here. Myself also. You all, lakhs and lakhs devotees. We have come only by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he received from his divine grace Srila Gaurakishore Das Prabhuji Maharaj. Swamiji, he came to western countries and eastern countries, but he was only the one
limb. Limbs.
Only limb. The mole, Trichari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are all disciplic gurus, are obeying him. If there was no Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, no Gaurakishore Das, no Bhakti Vinod Thakur, not Narottam Thakur, from where we have gathered here? So we should be very honorable to all disciple gurus. If you are telling that, "Oh, my Gurudev is first and he should be honored only," we will not read Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Bhakti Swami Sindhu Aparup Goswami, then we are offenders and we cannot enter in Bhakti realm. So, Srila Bhakti Vinod Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, though he was restricted not to go to Kali Rajya, but he went there and began to preach from there to whole world. He collected Swamiji also, or Guru Maharaj, all others from Calcutta. If he has not begun in Calcutta preaching, No one has come and taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these beautiful siddhants. So, we cannot tell that he had disobeyed his Gurudev. So, we can tell that also Narottam Thakur not disobeyed his Gurudev, but he has fulfilled the manobhishta, internal desire of his divine grace. So, you should always try to
reconcile
all these things. Sometimes, pure disciples do like this, and we cannot reconcile, but we will have to reconcile. If you are not reconciling, then we will go to hell. There are so many things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna told gopis, I at once go to home. Return to home and serve your husbands, your children, cows, and other things. Gopis cut all the arguments of Krishna and told that we are not offender, but you are offender. We think that you are our guru, because you are giving so much good teachings to us, to serve husbands, to serve children, to all. So you are guru. So guru must be respected and be archered and worshipped first, and then to anyone. If you are not taking our worship, then you are guilty. We are not guilty. And thus they cut all the arguments of Krishna, and Krishna was bound to take their
service.
After some time, Krishna met with gopis. Gopis told that, why you told to go from Vrindavan and you told us that go to serve her, your husband? He told, I have never told like so. I have never told. I told that the nights are
full moon,
not dark. But you thought that there are dark. In Sanskrit slok, there are two kinds of meanings here.
Double meaning.
So anyone be confused if he is not with Vaishnava, reading all these sastra with Vaishnava. So we should know all these things, otherwise we may be hampered. So Srila Narottam Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they have never disobeyed, but they have obeyed more and more. I want to... Sometimes Swamiji has written in his books one thing, and another time he has written something opposite to that. In so many times he has written like this, but this would be reconciled. Like him, he has told that Jiva has come from Golok Vrindavan, and sometimes he has told that any Jiva cannot fall from Golok Vrindavan. It will never be like so. Here we are seeing that there are some controversy in there. What should we follow? Don't try to follow him by your own intelligence. Don't. You should go on reading the books. What he has made conclusion, and that conclusions should be according to Jiva Goswami, Roop Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. If any opinion from this of two, any of two, is resembling to Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, up to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Then you should say in conclusion that it is the will, it was the will of Swamiji this. That you will be
ruined. Ruined.
Derailed.
Derailed. And you will be offender. Offenses will come. How we can reconcile? He has told that Jeev has fallen from Golok. He has bhul gaya.
Forget.
But he has told for beginners, and it is right to tell that. For beginners, they cannot take in their mind all these things, higher things. So, at that time, it is useless to tell them so much big siddhants. Like, boy is weeping, any boy is weeping, and we are telling, oh, see, moon is here on the tree. Moon is not on the tree, but no philosophy here. Don't give any philosophy to this
little boy.
He will not understand. Oh, here on the branches of tree. This is correct. But when we are getting knowledge so highest, then we will tell that, no. Chandra is not, moon is not on this. So when we will be qualified, we will know all these things. Then we will read Jiva Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and see that, oh, Swamiji has told all these things in his books, everything is. It was for general person in beginning, but his own conclusion is this. Those who have gone to Golok Vrindavan and they are testing, they have been liberated from this world, or there are some kaya view of manifestation of Radhika and Baldev Prabhu, Nitya Siddha, or kaya view of Srimati Radhika or Baldev Prabhu, and testing there is no Mahamaya there, only Jog Maya is there, Purnima is there. No bad thing will come in his heart. Always testing. So how he can fall? Swamiji has told it very clearly, so many times, not, I may show it. And all others have told. So don't be in confusion. And you should not make any confusion. So, he has told that you should not read any other book which I have written. Only that. Why he has told? Because first be qualified in these things.
Yes.
And then you can go to original books, Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nin. Otherwise you will lose everything. So we'll have to conceal all these things. If anyone, like Gaur Govinda Maharaj, was telling sometimes Raganuga Bhajan, he was qualified to tell, but I think that the persons were not qualified, they could not understand his theory, that he was even more nearer to Swamiji, all teachings. They never, they were always thinking of primary teachings and lessons only. They could not have thought all these things. So he has told all things and he has reconciled all in his books. But we'll have to read from any Mahabhagavat. Jaha Bhagavat Pada Bhagavatirasthana. So, then we will know all these things. So there is nothing in the books of Swamiji, control directory. But it is for so many grades of devotees. In Bhagavad Gita it has been told, world is false, it has been told somewhere. What is world and that is false? This world is not false. But that world we are making, that he is my father, mother, wife and all this, this is world. This is not world. So we are creating this world by, oh, he is my mother, she is my mother, she is my wife, she is. This is illusory and this is false. Sun, moon, pastimes of Ram, Krishna are not false. So we'll have to reconcile all these things. But we can reconcile if you are associating with higher classes of Vaishnava. Otherwise you cannot. You should sing a kirtan, maha mantra. Yes. Yani matang vala dandha.
Ramya kachutupasana bhajubadhuvarge najakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam pramanamalam prema pumartho mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tatradarun. You know this shloka? I wanted to explain from beginning of the Krishna pastime, so sweet by this. So I will tell you, explain you tomorrow. But I request all the devotees to be assembled in the morning class also. And someone like Urukon Prabhu, Govinda Bhakta Prabhu, himself, Hey Prabhu, Naveen Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Sometimes they will give classes. And sometimes I will be also coming and hearing all these sweet classes. So you should